The pendulum of supply and demand has swung to an oversupply. Steve Nicholson with Rabobank says global demand is growing, but supplies at the moment are well in excess of those numbers.
You look at demand around the globe, we're at record demand for grains and oilseeds, but we also have this huge record supply that, and everyone's hit on eight cylinders at one time. We knew this was going to happen, we just didn't know when, and here we are in 2025. The United States is producing big crops, Brazil's producing big crops, Australia's going to produce not a record, but a really strong crop. Europe's wheat price, you know, wheat production's back. Russia's wheat production, again, not a record, but it's coming back. And so you have all this commodity just dumping on top of a market that has good demand, but doesn't need all this supply to meet that demand.
A hope for farmers in the U.S. and around the globe is that cheap prices will spur more growth in ag commodities, and the middle class will desire more meat and protein.